Greg.
All right, we're supposed to wait till 7 o'clock to do this, but, I mean, it is close enough. Plus, we are so excited. 99.7 now is bringing this international star back to the Bay Area. She is coming for Pride, girl, our month.
I'm dying.
June 13th, it's my party. Yes, queen, it's all of our parties.
Mm-hmm.
Shan, what if she asks you to introduce her
girl,
that day?
I will literally be dead and alive at the same time. I will be on every single diet possible. I will, like, give up hot Cheetos just so I can look good for her. Like, I will do anything for my queen, okay? This is my idol, my the person that keeps me going.
Well, why don't you start eating like her? She said she doesn't drink. She doesn't eat junk food.
That's what I'm saying. I will give
no
it up
sugar.
For her.
For how long?
For a week.
Jennifer Lopez, It's My Party, June 13th, 99.7 Now presents at the SAP Center. We are super excited. Now, tickets don't go on sale until next Friday at 10 a.m., but you can register now at 997now.com for those first tickets. I know we'll have some tickets to give away on the air soon, but 997now.com is where you can register to get those very first Jennifer Lopez tickets. We are bringing her back, baby.
Oh, I love her so much.
And maybe she'll show you her ring.
You know, the bling bling. What if I get to interview her in person this time?
And while you're interviewing her, I'll steal the ring. And just kidding. Now I'm going to be in trouble because I'm going to be like, they heard that. And then now you need to apologize. I'm not going to steal her ring.
We're not stealing the ring. He might steal our man, but not the ring.
No, I'll take that too. I'll take either one.
Oh my God, gotta shout out everybody who's been DMing me about this amazing Cheeto-themed mansion. Yes, you heard right. A couple in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Your spot, Greg.
Hey, yes.
They opened up a whole Cheeto Chateau.
Can we visit it? Or
yes.
It's just their own private thing?
No, it's open to the public. It comes complete with a Cheeto fountain when you pull up to the driveway.
Okay.
A Cheeto throne. A Cheeto game room.
Wait, a Cheeto fountain. Is it like got orange water coming out of it?
No, yes. And it has instead of the fountain sprouts, it is Cheetos.
Oh, Lord.
It looks amazing. A Cheeto game room, a Cheeto TV room, Cheeto dining room.
Is this couple thin?
I bet they're not. Cheeto bathtub filled to the brim with Cheetos and a Cheeto library.
So when you go and take a bath in that bathtub, you come out looking like Donald Trump?
Exactly.
You're like, poof, I'm orange.
Make sure to go check out the Fernando and Greg Instagram because we have all the rooms in the house up there for you guys. So I guess we need to take a trip to Brazil.
You know, just like L.A. and San Francisco, we fight over who is better. Rio and Sao Paulo, they fight over who's better. This Sao Paulo might just be, this
Coming
might
up.
Be their secret weapon to
yeah.
come up and try to beat Rio with
but
this
it's
Cheetos
so
mansion.
Cool. Like, I wish I had that much money that I could just do
you
that.
You wouldn't decorate your home in if you had a mansion, I would hope you would not turn it orange.
If I had a mansion, I'd have enough money and enough rooms to just make one little room into a Cheeto room, you know?
All right, well, I enjoy.
Thank you. We need to go and see your hot boys.
I'm ready.
The hot boys on your Instagram can take us there.
Hey, I'll DM them today.
Right?
I'll DM them today. Wake up.
Fernando and Greg.
On 99.7 Now.
All right, and we know you've been waiting for those Disneyland tickets. We give away the first 4-pack coming up very soon, like less than 5 minutes away. So hold on for that. But before we get into that, the game that took off yesterday was this Florida Man with Your Birthday Google game. So what you do is you go to Google, you type in Florida Man, then put your birthday. And then a headline will come up and it will blow you away because everything in Florida is so weird. Now, people were DMing me theirs all day yesterday on ThatGreg997. That's my Instagram. You can follow me there. But here's some of the ones I got from listeners. Naked Florida man revealed on video sneaking into restaurant and eating ramen noodles.
I remember that one.
Florida man throws bicycle, then another man off the bridge.
Oh.
Now, give us your best Florida man with your birthday headline.
Mark, you're on the phone. What's yours?
Florida man denies syringes found inside his rectum are his.
No!
You got a good one.
I got a good one.
Oh, my God. So do you believe him?
Oh, no. He said he found them.
Oh, he found them. Yeah, in his rectum.
Yeah, he found them.
I'll just put him here for safekeeping.
Lord.
Oh, my God. Okay, do that today, everybody. Go to Google, type Florida man, then your birthday. You will die. It's a great game to play with your office all day. It's Friday. You want to party and turn up. This is a great game to do it. Get admission right now, Shan, that you can make fun of me for the rest of my life.
What?
When I'm really feeling myself and I'm about to go out and I think I'm looking good, that's my song.
Oh!
I play that. Over and over. That's how I get my confidence.
There you go, girl. Ain't no shame in that game. Let's get you hooked up with these Disneyland Resort tickets. Family 4-pack going to caller 99. 888-456-9970. Good luck.
WTF.
Oh, my God.
What the Friday?
All right. We talk a lot about this in the Bay Area, specifically in San Francisco. You know, there are so many car robberies. It drives us crazy. But this one that happened in the Lower Knob Hill neighborhood of San Francisco is like no other we've ever heard of, because not only did a woman have her car broken into on Tuesday, but after she noticed everything was gone in her glove compartment, she smelled something strange and turned around and found that the suspect had pooped in her backseat.
Stop. That's foul.
You think?
Wait, they just... Oh, I'm just going to go right
here. They used the restroom in her back seat.
It ain't even safe in your car. Like, not on the sidewalk, not on the streets, not even in your own car.
She said, you know, I was actually happy when I first noticed that I was robbed because they didn't break my windows. You know, that's what the thing that everybody's concerned about. Until I turned around and saw what was in the back seat. She said, I never thought anyone was going to go to town in the back seat.
Oh, my. So I would have sold that car quick, fast, and in a hurry. I would have been like,
You would just put it right up on the market?
I would have burned it.
Oh,
I would have gone to,
how do you
know.
Drive in that? Yeah, that is true. How could you then ever, with a good conscience, let somebody sit in the back seat of your car? You have to sell it. You're right. I didn't think of that. But you can't have meemaw, like, oh, I went to pick you up for brunch. Oh, no. Just go ahead and sit. No matter how much you clean it, you still going to be knowing what meemaw's sitting in.
Was it on the carpet? Because, you know, there's like a little carpet on top
of the
carpet.
No, in the seat, they said.
Oh, my God, in the seat?
In the seat.
Oh.
Now, that's a different kind of car break-in in San Francisco. So the next time mine gets broken into, and it's about once a year, I'm just going to be, well, I'm glad they stole the quarters. And they didn't leave anything behind. And mothers, you won't believe this. A New York mom is recovering after giving birth to a record 15-pound baby girl last week.
And that was a girl, too?
What you eating, mama?
That's a 15 pounds? How do you even get that out?
I think she had a C-section, they said.
Oh, my God. I saw the size of the baby. It's like a full grown baby. Like,
no, the baby's already walking. You didn't see that part of the story.
What if it came out walking?
Harper Buckley came into the world weighing 15 pounds and 15 ounces. Mm-hmm. So if we round up, that's just a straight up 16 pounds. Okay. And the doctor said that's basically a 5-month old child. Mm. It's a 5-month old child coming out of you.
How did it get so big in there?
Well, I don't know, but this woman, her name is Joy. She had a son a few years ago. He came out 11 pounds.
Oh, my
so
God.
She popping out these big babies. We got to find out what she's eating.
Yeah, she's eating all of that right now.
She got a whole football team coming out of her.
I think I was like 6 pounds or
something.
Well,
the average baby weighs between 5.5 and 8.5 pounds. So she doubled it.
16.
Dude, what's the biggest baby you had? Can you even get close to this 15 pounder? 888-456-99. It's like catching a fish. It's like, oh, I got the biggest one. This woman walked out of the hospital like, oh, I got the biggest one.
People walking by were like, oh, so cute. Oh.
The largest baby ever born in the United States, Shan?
What?
22 pounds.
No.
22 pounds.
This is too much.
You know what? We got to say thank you to all the mothers again. I know it's not thank Mother's Day, but it is coming up. God bless you for what you do for us.
Thank you. I saw my friend give birth. She showed me the video. I was like, why would you even
do that?
Bye.
Don't want to see no videos.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. 30. Oh, Lord. The beehive came for Tamara Mowry after she admitted on the reel that she felt charmed by Jay-Z back in the day.
Felt charmed by him or she...
She fell for him.
What does that mean, though? Did they do something?
No. It was quite innocent, actually. She was on the reel. She told everyone that she was on the red carpet with her sister. She's like, oh, my God, that's Jay-Z over there. And she went to go ask him for gum. And then he gave her gum.
How are you going to ask Jay-Z for gum?
Why not?
I mean, that's a weird thing to ask.
That's a move. You do want a guy. You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Girl, you ask him for gum. That's like a way to slide in.
That's telling them you have bad breath.
No, that means I'm trying to keep it good for you.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to try that at your birthday party. I'm going to try it with Matt. Since I have all these money, sent you these beautiful flowers for your birthday today.
Thank you, Matt.
I'll be like, you got any flowers or some gum?
Hey, it works. And she instantly felt charmed. And so all the bees went to her Instagram, and they were buzzing on there.
Why were they mad? So Beyonce fans are mad because she said that she thought he was hot?
Yeah, some people were like, oh, my God, this is no big deal. One person went and said, I respect you gave important details of the story. One, Jay and Bae were not together, and two, you were single. I appreciate that. I'm always looking for a sting, I'm just a bee here for honey.
Listen, oh, my God, how many dumb puns is this person going to put? Listen, I told the story. I went to the show On the Run 2, and I came back, and I was feeling charmed by Jay-Z, and I wasn't even close to him.
Yes.
Like, he is, for some reason, so sexy. I don't know what it is. It's not his face. Let's be very clear.
He's charming. He has that.
He's got it. The way he raps, the way he dresses really kills me. Like, I completely, if I needed to dress nice ever, I would model my wardrobe after Jay-Z. In fact, I modeled what I wore to Fernando's wedding. I modeled that after Jay-Z.
Do you have, like, a Jay-Z in that outfit and you? We should do a side-by-side.
Well, Jay-Z wears, like, really fly suits, but then he dresses the suit down with, like, a T-shirt and... Air Force. That's what I did.
Oh, my God.
Jay-Z is my inspiration.
Aw, see, you're charmed by him, too. Well,
I am very charmed by him. But, listen, here's the thing. I just ain't got nowhere to go. So, that was the one time I dressed like Jay-Z.
Yeah, you ain't gonna dress like Jay-Z coming to work.
No. I can barely see to put on my underwear when I get up to come here in the morning. Like, there are days. I walked out of my house one day literally wearing my house shoes, Shan. I got to my car and I looked down and I'm like, I can't be wearing these grandpa house shoes to work. Like, I had to go back in and put on some tennis shoes.
Oh, see, I would have just came to work. Like,
I know you would have. You have in your Uggs that you think are appropriate.
This is why I learned my lesson. I always have to arreglarme because every single time that I'm like, oh, I'm not going to put on makeup today. Oh, I'm too lazy. An artist comes in. It is like clockwork.
They pop up.
Or Jazzy would be like, oh, you got to interview Pitbull. I'm like, wait, what?
888-456-9970. Do you ever get to work and realize, like, you are wearing, like, your slip instead of your dress, or...
Slippers.
You got the wrong shoes on. I mean, that happened to me almost. I turned around and came back, but no one here would have cared. But if you really at a professional office and you walk in with your grandma's shoes, they're going to be like, honey, did you forget something today?
And then you'd have to go home and change. No, it's all bad.
No, you just take them off. Don't women walk around without their shoes on all the time because your feet hurt?
I do here, but...
I think people in the office, if you're wearing high heels, you got to take those shoes off.
Yeah, I know a lot of the sales ladies. Didn't you say Onetta wants to get Botox in her feet?
Oh, yeah, that's why it smells like Fritos over in the sales office because they all walking around barefoot.
Oh, no. And Selena fans, we have a reason to rejoice today. Selena Quintanilla fans, her peoples just released her own wardrobe line at Forever 21.
Oh my God, I love Selena, but come on now.
What?
I mean, she's dressed so tacky.
A girl, how dare you talk about my queen?
I know, but I love her, but you really go wear those pants
yes.
and that big booty pants and stuff?
I mean, they're going to have like retro boxers, like biker shorts and stuff. They're going to have the retro tees with her. No, it looks really cute, Greg.
It looks cute.
No, it has her face on it, like the album.
No, that's yes. even worse.
It's called the White Rose Collection.
Don't come after me, Selenians. I love her.
I can't believe you're talking about
her. I love her, and she's my fellow
that.
She's my fellow Texan, but I'm telling you, she dressed so tacky.
No. But it's not, it's going to look cute. It's like that style
with her face on it. Biker shorts on your butt.
Yes, but it's
with her face
cute.
On your butt.
Forever 21 is cute. And then they're going to have like well-known lyrics on there and quotes from her. They're going to have men's wear, women's wear, and kids wear, all ranging from $7 to $40.
I'm gonna have to go to see Dr. Bay and get a Brazilian butt lift if I'm gonna wear the Selena pants for men. I'm gonna have to really work it.
And it's all available now nationwide. So let's show our support for the queen. We love you, Selena. And it's also on the anniversary of her 22nd year of the movie came out.
All right. And speaking of the movie, the woman that played her, J-Lo, we are bringing her back to the Bay. Woo! June 13th at the SAP Center. J-Lo coming back for her tour. We've got your tickets. Get to 997now.com to register for the first pair of tickets to J-Lo back in the Bay.
Ooh, wake up. The music. Fernando and Greg.
99.7 Now.
Oh my gosh, I was just telling how I almost came to work not that long ago wearing my house slippers. You know, your grandpa slippers, they're so comfortable in the house. You put them on in the morning because you don't want your feet to get cold. Mm-hmm. And then I just totally forgot to
take them off before you
correct.
Came to work.
So I'm there wearing, you know, workout shorts. You know, my outfit, Shan. Workout shorts, a sweatshirt. And I look down as I'm getting in my car and I got my fuzzy slippers on to come to work. So anybody accidentally get all the way to the office and realize, what the hell am I wearing? 888-456-9970.
We got Cindy on the phone. Hey, Cindy.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, so we wanted to ask you, did you ever have a wardrobe mishap?
Absolutely. Being a teacher, getting to school early in the morning, waking up, getting dressed and all that. Yes, I got in school before with a black and a blue shoe on. Because sometimes, you know, you have to buy the same thing because it's great. And you have the same slip-on shoes and one's black and one's blue.
And you didn't notice when you left the house.
Of course not.
Good
you get to the class. Yeah, you get to the classroom. And it's like, oh, brother, whatever. They're kindergartners. They don't care.
I was going to say, do the kids even notice?
No, probably not really. I don't remember, but no.
Yeah, because if you were with, like, seventh graders, they would roast you.
Yeah, true.
Absolutely.
You know what? We're getting a lot of, we're talking about wardrobe malfunctions. Like you get to work and you realize like you got different color shoes on or socks or whatever. On the texting hotline, it's all teachers. Poor teachers. Aww. You're under so much stress. You're getting to work so early and then you don't even realize like, whoops, I got two different shoes on. But let's talk to Christine because she has a really interesting story about her husband.
Hey, Christine.
Hi.
What did your husband do?
So he works graveyard shift. So there's no complaint about, you know, waking up early and, you know, with all that malfunction and everything. But so there's two things that he did. So the first one that I could remember is when he went to work with, you know how it's winter time, it's get cold at night. So he wears those thermal pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he actually forgot to put pants on him when he was wearing that going to work.
He forgot to put pants over the thermals.
Yes.
Do you know?
Halfway.
Christine, do you realize uh-huh. that those thermals, they really show off the jewels?
Yes. Yes. So he was halfway there and he realized, I guess he gets cold. And he was like, oh, shoot, I don't have my pants on. So he went back. to home and I was like wondering like why are you back, and I looked at him like, oh my God, you didn't have any pants on.
Oh my Lord. Yeah, that's a good
one. And then the second one is he was actually had his clothes on but he didn't have his shoes. He was wearing slippers, house slippers.
Yeah, that happens all the time, I think.
Yeah, and he actually went to work like that, and his coworker saw it, and I was like, Andy, you forget to put something on, and he was like, what? And then I guess they had to point it out to him that he wasn't wearing shoes, so he went back home and get his shoes and everything. So those are the two things that I remember.
Your husband is a mess, girl. Get him together. I guess you're going to have to treat him like a kid and dress him, Christine.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right now he changed his shift to, to a swing shift, so now he's better. But when he was a graveyard, he was like a mess.
All right. Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys.
Thank you.
Did you get a hold of Ginger yet?
Yeah, we tried to call her a little bit earlier to get her prepped and ready, and she was nowhere to be found. So let's try to get her now.
Greg. Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl. Hello.
Oh, now you want to answer us?
Hey, there's things that have to be done.
Like, what are you doing? I figured you were just worn to a frazzle, Mom, because you were out a big day with Aunt Evelyn yesterday.
That did wear me out.
Where all did y'all go again?
We went to the credit union. We went to the Walmart. We went to the chicken place.
She said she's sick of the food at the rest home.
She's getting tired of it. She said they were having chicken and dumplings, and she didn't like theirs.
Oh. I love chicken and dumplings. My mother would never make me chicken and dumplings.
Wait, what's chicken and dumplings? I've had chicken and I've had dumplings, but not both.
Wait, did you hear that, Mom? Shan doesn't know what chicken and dumplings are.
You don't?
No.
Well,
Chinese dumplings?
No, not Chinese.
No.
I'm going to have to look it up because I can't picture it.
I can
salt,
make it
pepper.
Work.
Really? And then when your chicken's done, you take your chicken out and debone it and put it all back in your pot. Then you make a flour, like a dough, like pie dough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you roll it out real thin and you cut it in little pieces and you drop it back in the broth. And you add some milk or cream.
It's almost like chicken noodle soup, except it's with these dumpling things.
Oh, yes.
Where have you been all your life?
Girl, that's sopa de pollo to me.
There's no noodles. This is dumplings.
I didn't know. I thought those were just like raviolis or something.
No, I always made mine.
Is that why Dolly Parton's, does she have a movie called Dumplin'?
Yeah, but that's not why.
I think that's another reason.
Mom, I was asking you yesterday if your neighbors ever... Everybody wants to know if your neighbors ever returned that tape measure and the ladder that they borrowed from you.
Yeah. Oh, they borrowed much more stuff since then. They're talking about them. They're going to be listening.
They're not listening.
Are those the same neighbors that borrowed a gun from you?
Yeah. They borrowed a beer from me.
Oh, my... How do you borrow a beer and a gun? Did they bring it back?
Well, they wanted to borrow one, but I'm sorry for them. Gave them two.
Two beers?
They brought the gun back.
I thought
back,
they might have had a backache, and you have to drink two real fast, and they only wanted one.
They brought the gun back, but I don't think they ever brought the beers back, did they?
No, I'm still waiting.
Well, they owe you a six-pack at this point.
It's all right.
Is there anything else your neighbors need? I could stop at Home Depot on my drive, to your house.
Oh, he cut his finger off the other day.
What?
Yes, he picked it up, and they went to the hospital. They sewed it back on.
No!
I'm dying right now.
He cut the tip of it off.
Doing what?
He was doing something in the house. And he had a knife and he sliced it right off.
Oh.
And he said he had went back and he said they were sticking him with the needles to deaden it. And he said it hurt like the dickens.
I would imagine. Oh, no. So he's like John Wayne Bobbitt. He had to get it sewn back on, but it was just a finger instead of his other thing.
I think that's what it was, Greg.
Oh, my God. So have you seen the finger?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Ew.
Was there still stitches in it?
I saw it Tuesday, I guess. He was out there working, and I invited him to come over here and eat some taco soup. Have you ever heard of taco soup?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Did they have to take the little tip of the finger in, like, a bag with them?
I don't know what he took it in. He just...
You're supposed to put it on ice.
Well, some of them say stick it back on the spot.
I would not be able to hold it there.
Now, anyway, he went to the hospital, but he said when they were sticking those needles in their deadening and that, he said it hurt like the devil.
Mom, you can't tell me if Dad cut his finger off, you'd be able to scoop up the finger and drive him to the hospital without fainting.
Well, you wouldn't, Greg.
You're right. I wouldn't.
All right, Ginger.
It is.
We got a roll.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm done.
No.
This is the most vomit-worthy ginger call of all time.
How do you chop off your finger like that?
Because they're working. You know, the lady across the way who has the horses, her boyfriend did the same thing, but he didn't reattach it. So last time I was there, he came over and we were hanging out, and he's missing half of his finger.
His finger's hanging out, too.
They all running around with, like, 9 fingers in that town. You see why I don't want to move home? Everybody got 9 fingers, and God knows how many toes they got. Oh, my God. All right. Well, we got to recover from that.